Ian Watson joins me. Before we talk about the second half and some of the refereeing calls, which I don't want to get in trouble over, the first half, I thought we played some good stuff there. Two good tries.
Yeah.
Good to see Tuilolo get over the line, and he looked delighted with that as well.
Yeah. First half we were good, mate. We faced a hell of a lot of adversity in the first half. We lost Inu in the first 5 minutes, then we lose Yatesy to a concussion, which he's not able to come back on the field for. Ty could have a knock on the head as well, but we'd give ourselves a good footing in the game. It was a real good arm wrestle, and then obviously the conditions were deteriorating on the back end of that, so we was in a good position going in at half time. Even at 8-6, we're still in a good position. We had one lapse of concentration in the first half, which was the Brad Dwyer going from dummy half, and
it was a charge down from a kick, I think, that led to that, wasn't
which it hits Ollie in the head, but then they said he's played it. But that's his interpretation. There was other decisions that I weren't happy with, mate, to be fair.
Start the second half, though, I thought we started strong. We kicked a 40-20, and on the back of that, I think we made a mistake with then. Yeah. Joey Lussett kicked another booming kick, didn't he?
Yeah.
But for me, and you'll probably agree with me, I'm not sure whether you will, Nia Levels tackled in the air for me every day of the week, and lead score on the back of that.
Yeah, massive turning point. It's ridiculous, mate, to be fair, that a decision like that gets done. 10 times out of 10, I say, on Sky, if anyone touches the fullback in these days, I'm probably over protective of the fullbacks these days, to be fair. I do like it to be able to be competing in the air for stuff. We've had Chris Wellham, who gets pulled up all the time, and he chases real hard, so I'd rather have a competition in the air. But the rules are that if someone tackles him in the air, it's a penalty, and they've hit Niall in the air, and it's a penalty. You don't see Niall jump up and protest against anything normally. He just cracks on Niall. All the team went up in arms there, and Niall was one of the main ones in that, so you know there's something wrong there. And we've just looked at it back at there. Gale's hit his leg in the air. It should be a dead set penalty, mate, and that turns the game. That's a bad decision.
Just rewinding back to the first half, I thought Leeds were doing a lot of lying on and slowing down.
Yeah.
Salford were put on a team one, and is that something you speak about? Because I mean, it didn't go both ways, did it?
Yeah, they give three, four penalties away on their trial line and didn't get the team warning, and then on the fifth one, then they get a team warning. But we got it after two or three, I think. It's we were refereed differently today. I normally get fined for it. I'm not bothered, me. It's what it's.
I suppose it's something you need clearing up, isn't it?
So Ganson needs to contact us. Last year we kept contacting Ganson, myself personally, and he didn't come back to us at times. We've kind of left it to Bleasy, but it's because we're not popular, we're not a Wigan, we're not a St Helens, so it's like we're not important to speak to, so they just ignore us. But then they're sending referees like that to come down and referee a game like that, which is a nip and tuck game, which was a decent game, to be fair, and then it got ruined.
It was. I can tell you were disappointed. You guys put an awful lot into that, as you said before. You lost Chris and Inu, you know, early on, didn't you?
Yeah.
You was at short numbers anyway, with Dan Sargent missing Lee Mossop.
Yeah.
This is putting a massive strain on your squad. And I've just seen Tyrone McCarthy walk out, his eyes sort of out all over the place. You're going to be struggling next week for numbers, aren't you?
Well, we'll see after this game. But yeah, there's a few more knocks on there. Obviously, with like the headband and stuff like that, and we'll see where we go from there. Obviously, we've already got Moose, Sarge, Kev Brown out as well.
Is Moose and Sarge a long-term sort of thing, or are they?
Yeah, we don't know, mate, yet. We'll find out more early part of this week.
You had Oliver Roberts came in today.
I think he played
80 minutes. Didn't
yeah, he did. He did.
How do you assess him?
Yeah, I thought he was great, mate. I thought him and Paulie were outstanding. I thought their effort was really good. Mate, I thought they were good.
Paulie sort of struggled to get 10-20 minutes out of him last season. You're getting like 80 minutes out of him now. Is there a secret behind that?
No, we've been working on Paulie. We've been trying to build Paulie's game time up. We did it with Benny Murdoch when he came over here as well, so we've had a look at a few things with Paulie where we can kind of save him energy, and where he needs to really front load his energy. He's doing great, mate. He's doing good. I've no problems with our group. I think we'll be good. I know we've had three players out today, three big players, but we were more than good enough to win that game. It's tough to say. You get beat off a referee, mate. But
I think there was another decision as well, where the kick through went, and Joey Lussick looked like a real clean take to me, and he gave a knock on.
That one's a bit more probably 50-50. So I kind of probably can't comment on that one. But there was one where Gil jumps out off the try line and knocks Marler down. It's a knock on all day long. He gives a penalty to Leeds. We go up the other end of the field, Hurrell's offside at marker, jumps on top of Joey. Joey knocks on. Apparently it's their scrum. There's just no consistency in it from there. So it ruined the game for me, mate. I'd have liked to have seen the game. I said it last week about being decided by the players and not by officials. And again, that's come down to big decisions at big times in big games there. And people are held accountable. When you're a player and you're a coach, you're held accountable for that. as a referee, you should be held accountable for your performance, because that's nowhere near Super League.
You've got Wakefield next Sunday now. That becomes a big game now. Wakefield lost on Thursday night. That's a must-win for
you. Yeah, it is now, yeah. Yeah, it is. You're always looking to try, kind of build, and we're trying to build foundations. It was very similar to last year in the way that we're trying to build foundations, and so we're successful at kind of your back end of the season. Because I kind of learned, like I said, it's not about how you start now, it's kind of how you finish. And so it's about making sure you look after the players, and if they are a bit 50-50, there's no point in risking them at this early stage of the season. But at the same time, you need to get wins. That's what we're here for. We need to get wins. So next week becomes a really important game for us.
I think going back to last season, we won 4 out of the first 10, so right. and still got to a grand final. But when the fixtures came out, did you find it strange that even there's like clusters of home games? I think we play like 5 home games. Yeah. Is that frustrating as a coach? Would you rather play home and away?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but to be fair, it gives you a good opportunity to kind of play at home. But I know we didn't start well last year at home as well. It took us a bit of a while to get. But again, we were a new team. We were trying to build into processes. Some of the players, we had a new spine last year. Again, this year we've got a new spine. Obviously, the disruption of Kev getting sent off doesn't help. But the team will be good. This team will be good, mate, going forward. I've no doubts about that at all.
I don't want to mention any more about the Kevin Brown or any referees. Yeah. I don't want to get you in any more trouble, because you won't have any money left. So, yeah. Well, thanks very much for speaking to Ian. I'll see you next week, mate.
Cheers, Paul.